Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Forever Dog.
I like having fun. I like to laugh. I like to meet people who can make me laugh.
From Glendale, California. It's Office Hours Live.
Take two.
All right. We've got a studio audience of one with us this morning, which I love. I love the sound of the laughter. God bless it. Is this fake?
No.
This is real. I love it.
Okay.
It almost sounds like a fake laugh.
Really?
I hope that's not offensive.
You think she has a
now
fake
laugh? Now you're going to be self-conscious
right
about
off the bat.
Now you're going to be self-conscious about your laugh.
Welcome.
Vic. I got Vic in the mirror.
You got Vic in the mirror today?
I have Vic in the mirror here, so I can make eye contact with him. It freaks you out.
I know. You're like Jack in The Shining. It's like, just talk. Yeah, there we go. I hate it.
Good morning, everybody. Let's bring the energy way down.
I'm sorry.
Lord have mercy.
Good morning. Thank you for joining us today on Office Hours Live.
The theme song's still going. Where is
it? There's always a bed, Vic. There's always a bed.
It stresses me out.
I like the bed.
I just didn't know if the show began.
We're trying different energies out. We're going to have... We have... I didn't tell the boys this, but we have a focus group watching today.
Uh-oh.
And they're doing knobs. You know how they do the knobs? What they like, what they don't like? And so now we're drifting into kind of a chiller, more laid back... Office Man. Hours experience, and the numbers are going through the roof.
A focus group, a bunch of DPs, or... Good morning!
Good morning, Doug! Thank you for bringing laughter and joy to my day.
Thank you very much.
And, of course, behind me in the mirror is Victor Berger the Fourth.
What's up, everybody?
Vic, you love your Starbucks.
I do love it all. Love it.
He loves it all.
Love it all.
We have a terrific show planned for you today. It is the 1st of June, 2023, here in Glendale, California. A little overcast today, producer Matt. What do you have to say about that?
June gloom.
June,
and we got June gloom.
Does anybody have some sun protection for your president?
I want to get to some
Skrillex?
Skrillex. I want to get to the latest from Skrillex. His new collab with Neil Young came out this morning. Didn't Skrillex do something with some rock guy? Like,
yeah.
The Doors, right?
The Doors, right?
Robbie Krieger.
Rough stuff.
No, some scurrilous rumors I noticed.
Ray Manzarek, I mean, sorry. Ray.
It was the whole band, the drummer. It was like the whole band.
Oh, it was? Yeah. So he was like the new Jim Morrison?
All right.
There it is.
All right. Do better. Oh, sorry. Do better.
Do better.
The rumors are this. I noticed this the past couple of weeks. Very small amount of people doing this, but there's a very small amount of people watching. So it adds up. People of this are claiming that I wear makeup on this show. How dare you? They do. I see this people writing. They're saying that I wear makeup and that my face doesn't match the rest of my neck.
Come on,
and my
man.
Body, right? Well, I'm here to tell you, Sam, the intern, do you have some paper towels out there? And I have a theory on this. Does anybody have any? We should have planned for this. I didn't plan for this. Does anybody have any? Take your underwear off. Let me use your underwear.
Some white undies.
Wake up! Grab Russia, put a little makeup.
Coffee filter's great. Coffee filter. We're gonna look at this. Now, if I was wearing makeup, this thing would be bright orange, but no.
Wake up,
nothing.
Well, I mean, I mean, today you may not be wearing makeup, but a week ago, who knows? How can we check a week ago?
Vic?
Now your head's all red. That's not
so
good.
Vic?
Wake up. Oh, shit.
Wake up.
Scare the hell out of me.
And in fact, my guest today, Beth Stelling, is here enjoying the hell out of the show.
Hey, everyone.
Beth Stelling, I mentioned this before we went on live, and she said it does. She's looking at the monitor.
And it does look like you have a little bit of an orange tone.
An orange tone, but in person.
In person, zero orange.
So I blame who?
I think it's
Matt. I blame Wes.
Yikes.
Who, by the way, Wes.
You have some good lights.
The lights are great. It's a tungsten lamp. Vic?
It's tungsten. God, I hate it.
You can't the majority, I can't the just majority like... of comments lately have been how great you look.
Well, no, I get very nice compliments.
Great.
My hair.
Oh, great, great.
I also get people that think I'm dying, I have cancer, I have AIDS.
Those are the trolls.
Because I've lost some weight.
I just read this morning on TikTok. They said, you're so hot.
I am hot.
They say, you're so hot.
Congratulations.
I'm 47 years old. Do I look it?
I'm
a sex machine ready to reload.
I look 22 years old, my doctor said. I went to see my doctor. He goes, you look 22, dude. No.
I'm coming day and night.
Listen, and by the way, all the other, Jimmy Kimmel wears makeup.
All the time.
All the time, every day. Gets up and puts on a firm foundation. Mm-hmm. All the greats.
Wake up!
I'm nothing against wearing makeup.
Mm-mm.
Happy Pride Month, by the way.
Wake up!
But if you did, it'd be better than that.
Yes. I think the comment is sort of like, I don't care you're wearing makeup, you should just make sure it matches your neck. But I have an issue with my neck where I get very red. People have noticed this over the years. I get red in my neck. It's happened my whole life. And makeup people on movies when I'm doing big blockbuster movies. Mm. The makeup people are always coming up to me doing this.
Weren't you doing a big movie like a week and a half ago, weren't you? A week?
Yeah.
Isn't it possible for the makeup to still be in your skin? Do you know what I mean? Does it like soak in and absorb?
No, it's not.
How's that thing on your neck?
Wait.
Just trying to.
What was that?
That was Mark Maron.
Thank you. I was like, whose freaking voice was that?
Nah, we got a whole page of Mark Maron voices. Who I ran into over the weekend.
I don't know. I don't think I've ever talked to him.
No. You've never done shows with him backstage?
I've been around him hundreds of times.
But you've never talked to him? He doesn't. Well, I'm sure he's an admirer of yours.
I doubt he knows who I am.
He doesn't talk to you? Who does he talk to?
I don't know.
Does he come in and just like stand?
Beth talks to me. He sees me on the street.
When you do a show with him, does he kind of go first and then he doesn't see your act and he's gone? And you're like, I wish Mark Maron would have saw my act.
Nah, I don't wish he saw it, but I have been on plenty of shows.
Let me just contextualize Beth here. Beth is a comedian. All right, we can move on.
Who are you?
Puppet party.
And I asked Matt, our producer, I said, is Beth here promoting anything?
I got nothing.
You got nothing?
Yeah, we're on strike. And
yeah. Do you write? Are you a member of the WGA?
Proud member.
And are you, are you a staff member of somewhere? Were you?
I did not have to walk out of any room. The last thing I was on in the fall was Rick and Morty.
Oh, there? Oh, so can you dirt with us?
I'd love to.
Spill some dirt?
Whoa.
I got all kinds of dirt.
Shit.
Chock full of dirt.
Oh, I want to know.
Oh,
how many people in that writer's
room? Let's get filthy.
I could write these, by the
Eight?
Way. I could do it. Perry. I could cut that staff in half.
Nine?
Rick!
I'm not ashamed.
Let me go into the writer's room when you come back up. I'll get in there. You hit record. I'll improvise for about an hour.
Okay.
And then you transcribe.
Not too different than what we already do.
Yeah. I'm just kidding, guys. I know there's. When I watch the show, which I haven't, I will learn to appreciate the craft that goes into.
I just read on season 8, so.
Okay.
I can't take any credit for things people.
Well, people are gonna be mad about that season, right?
Oh, they're gonna hate it.
No Justin Roiland voices. People say, you know what people say.
What
they say, he is that show. How are you going to do it without him?
He hasn't been a part of the show in many, many years.
That's what people, response to that.
I think very Hollywood, no? Huh? When it comes to the sense of, like, when it's convenient, he's part of it. And
when he's not.
But the truth is, he wasn't for a long time.
Naya.
He goes in and does the voices and does and says what's written.
Mm-hmm.
He's not improvising. Maybe a little.
What do you think you're contributing to the show?
I'm not in that old booth.
You're not in that part of the process.
I'm not in the booth.
You're not in there with your script going
my
like,
pencil.
Do that again.
Yeah, one more time, please.
There's a director for that. So we're getting into the weeds. Beth, is that a real place, this sweatshirt you're wearing?
Stelling University. That's my last name.
Is that your merch?
Could be. I'm from Dayton, Ohio, and this was made for me by the director of my last special, Mo Welch. So it was a gift. A little rap gift.
Okay, so it's an inside.
But it could be a cool merch if I
think it's great.
Go on the road. John Weiss, John Allison Weiss.
What classes would you offer at that university?
I don't know. Cooking?
What are you expert at?
Yeah, what are you good at?
Field hockey.
Field hockey.
Yeah.
Oh, field hockey with the curly Q stick.
Yeah, it looks a bit like a candy cane, people say.
Okay.
That sounds fun.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's.
I just made the women's masters team for the U.S.
Wait, what?
I just made the U.S. women's masters team.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
No, you're not.
Wow.
Yeah, look.
What?
You're playing women's field hockey professionally.
Yeah, but the truth is, when masters means old gals.
Oh, of course, like Jack Nicklaus in golf.
35 and up. This is the team roster.
Oh, my goodness. Look at you.
Old dogs.
Pro.
No way. For real?
Yeah.
Where do you play?
That's awesome.
The Pan Am Games are in Argentina in December.
And you're going to this?
Yeah. You know, I just got an email on my way in about that. It says...
Are they flying you there?
They're going to boat her down.
No. I'm asking, are they providing accommodations?
I think I'm lucky if I don't have to pay for the uniform.
Really?
But no, I really don't think they're flying. It's possible to put the team up.
You should do like a bake sale or something.
This is the first time I've tried out. Yeah. Or you could sponsor the team if you cared about women's sport.
Okay. Depends on which kind of women you're talking about. I got a big... No, I'm just kidding. All right. We'll let you catch up on your emails.
Now I'm getting excited.
And let's start the show.
I don't have my glasses. It's hard to see.
I got glasses. You need glasses? Try these. See if they work. I don't know if they're the right kind.
Do you have your makeup on them, though?
No, there's no makeup on my body.
Okay.
I do apply makeup on my legs and my abdomen. My wife's pleasure.
I got hairy legs.
And these are a light script, but yeah.
Does that help?
So here's the thing. I'm booked at Vermont Comedy Club for the first part of the Pan Am Games.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to decide. Am I going to move that and just do the full Pan Am Games?
Which one's paying?
Vermont.
Okay. There you go.
Okay. Sometimes you just need a little Tim to help you make a decision.
Yes. I'll manage your career.
Thank you.
Matt, I got to get to so many things. We're off to a rocky start because I'm not staying on schedule.
Huh? You get that image I sent? Like, it looks... I just texted you an image to see what you look like on my YouTube. Where is it? It's on the chat or the text.
Well, the people at home can see that.
I know, but this is what they see. It's,
oh, wow.
See, I'm not making shit up.
No, you're kidding.
Well, I swear to God. Look at that.
You can see
how
it?
Fucked up.
Alec, can you pull up this
What's
image
going
here
on?
For
That's
everybody?
Funny.
For our viewers at home, there you go.
You should have done, you should have did something a little more overt, like, you know, some clown makeup or something.
Sorry, I didn't have a chance to.
Hey, watch it.
Fuck. All right, that's enough, Alec. We could take thank you.
Let me just promote a couple things because I'm a good person. Nick, you know Nick Thune?
Yeah.
What a great guy, huh? Tall, handsome. Nick Thune wanted to be on the show badly today. I said, we got Beth Stelling. I can't do it.
Wow.
that's actually a true story.
Well, thank you.
But
I mean,
I wanted to let the audience know if you're in the L.A. area.
And would Nick, prefer Nick Thune. And call
Where's Nick Willard?
What?
Where's that? Nick Willard? Nick!
No, I'm talking about Nick Thune.
Oh, it's a different... that's the only Nick I have in my drops. So.
All right.
I got Nick Cage.
Someone's going to steal the Declaration of Independence.
Tim Apple.
Nick... Me. So, listen, Nick. Nick Thune is going to be at the Elysian for a residency. Me Nick, it's called, at the Lyric Hyperion. Wait.
Wait, which one?
This is nuts. Nick Thune. I said, Nick, I want to promote your shit. I love you.
Yeah.
He asked.
Right.
I said, Nick, of course, do whatever you want. I said, just do this. Text me the information in the morning. He goes, no problem, Captain. Thanks for everything. So this is what I get. This is verbatim from Nick Thune. He goes, Nick Thune at the Elysian. Me, Nick, is my residency at the Lyric Hyperion. I'm lost. Right?
What is it? It's driving us crazy.
So on the first and third Thursday of every month, tonight. So tonight we have 7:30 p.m. Tickets at nickthune.com. I
it's
guess
Lyric
this is,
Hyperion, I've just confirmed.
Oh, you know what? This is my fault. I got to take this back.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I got to take the whole thing back. I think I jumped to the conclusion that he's at the Elysian.
That's where you wished.
That's what
was.
I assumed.
Take it easy, dude.
All right, I'm going to retract my...
Okay.
All of it.
Okay.
Pull back.
Oh.
Nick Thune at the Lyric Hyperion. You know who's at the...
You.
Oh. You know who's at the Elysian is, because I drove by it the other day, Nick Kroll.
Oh, right.
He's and,
doing nice.
This is the description of the show. Me, Nick, is an intimate show that Nick is doing to fulfill a lifelong need to be the center of attention. That's Nick said. It's not me coming up with that copy.
Fantastic, then.
All right.
And Courtney Peroso's at UCB Franklin tonight, if you'd rather see
a female comedian.
Oh. Me? I should have brought you some of these. This is my merch for real.
Oh, those are real. Women's stand-up comedy. Why are women in stand-up comedy,
do you think?
What is the deal there?
I don't know.
Isn't that more of a man's game?
Totally.
Who's the first lady comic? Who's the first lady stand-up?
Got to be Eve from the old Adam and Eve situation.
She's like, as a bit. I bit it as a bit.
Yeah, it's a joke. Come on.
Come on.
Lighten up. Jeez. Fucking snake gives me this shit. Gives a shit.
Those aren't real snakes.
Oh, so we can't eat the apple. Okay, why? Seems dumb.
What am I supposed to eat?
Jim apple.
Hi, this is DJ Doug Pound in your mix to let you know that you can eat stress-free this spring with Factor's Delicious Meals. Factor is fresh and never frozen, chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Veggie, or most importantly, Vegan. Of course, I signed up for Vegan, and it was great. My favorites were the 3-bean chili and the tangy citrus tofu bowl. It's fast, easy, and delicious. I also like getting extra pep in my step with their wellness shots. The apple, lemon, ginger, cayenne. Oh, baby, that's a good spice right there. When you don't have time to cook or you just don't feel like it, Factor eliminates all the hassles of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up. So discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. Head to factormeals.com/officehours50 and use code officehours50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box. That's code officehours50 at factormeals.com/officehours50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Matt, there's more to get to, but let me take a call because people are dying to say good morning.
Oh, they're chomping at the bit.
What am I supposed to eat? Ribs?
I want my baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back.
That's what Adam said when he was
good.
When he was born.
Oh, I want my
baby back, baby back, baby back.
This guy. Oh, my.
Now, as you know, folks, there's a lot of right-wing protests happening. A lot of people boycotting. You got boycotting Bud Light. You're boycotting Target. You're gonna have to start boycotting Lego. You're gonna have to start boycotting
Chick-fil-A.
I like beer. But
we're announcing a new one.
Oh,
we're announcing a new one. Yeah, there's this company out there making small beds for my son, for sons. And so we are launching a boycott.
Okay.
Okay.
Good morning, everybody.
I will not be muzzled.
Let's,
I have
let's talk to the great Jim Varney eating his breakfast.
Oh, right. From Hayburn?
Yeah. Jim, you're going to love Robin this guy.
Learn
what's up, guys? You're going to love about
him. You related to Robin or what?
Not call him a lineup. This is a Zoomer. Give us a two shot. Thanks.
What's up, Ernest? Right. Tim had a quick question.
Yes.
Did you listen to Mac DeMarco's new album? And what were your thoughts?
I put it on my new summer mix. I put a song on it. I loved it. I was so happy for it to exist. I haven't listened to the whole thing. It's 8 hours long.
I'm excited about it.
And it has some good tracks.
But it's great. It's great background music. You put it on, it's all instrumental. It's a bunch of like files that Mac was just fucking around, recorded, saved, moved on with his life. And he's like, well, look at my hand. Why am I doing that?
It's orange. The top looks orange.
And then Mark DeMarco. Thank God Mac's parents didn't name him Mark. Hi, I'm Mark DeMarco.
Fuck them.
No. So is that the answer? That's the answer you're looking for?
Which was your favorite song?
I don't know. They're all this. They're all like.
He just said he puts it on in the background and does other things.
It's 8 hours.
Is there? Yeah. Can he name one of them?
You should look at the.
It's 199
songs. What's this guy's favorite?
199.
Why are you doing a blowjob expression on the camera?
Is he?
It's my thing. But check out.
What?
Check out his Toyota song.
Well, how do we know that? Because they're all just file numbers. Do you know the file number?
He's got like a couple of them with titles.
I see. Mm. All right, we'll check that out, friend.
Was
check
he really doing this?
No, you know what? What were you doing this? What were you doing that for?
Like, what happened?
O'Reilly.
Auto.
Anyway.
Ow!
My favorite song is song number
1.
There you go, Doug. Good for you.
Here's the track.
The best song is always the first one.
That's wonderful. 1.
What's up, Matt?
I'm showing him the track.
Are we going to have to pay for this? Or?
Alec, if you want to show him. This is, don't bother.
Why do I go to the Zoomers?
This guy was good. I liked his energy.
Yeah, sorry to disappoint.
Are we listening to the song or
no? No, Matt's just showing
showing you that the names are all like, 2021.
You know what they are? They're the dates. They're the dates when he recorded it.
It's like what Logic just puts as the name or something.
No, it's the dates. Look, it's 2014.
What would I know
it's
this like, person right. from?
Mac DeMarco.
It sounds very familiar to me.
He's a famous indie rock musician.
Okay.
Very popular.
Yeah, that's why it sounds familiar. But sure. I must
what
not
kind of music do you like?
Just
whatever.
Horns. Yeah.
Just horns.
Horns. Me too.
What kind of music do you like? Horns.
Wait, why are we delayed right now?
How do I stop this? I was trying to get on the Zoom.
Oh, it's
don't ever get on.
That's the gentlest time that this has happened. Because normally it's very upsetting, but this is very futuristic space.
We're used to train wrecks here.
How's that?
All right, let's do the city of the day.
The pounding.
The city of the day. City of the day.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the city of the day is brought to you by the new Doobie Brothers. That's right, the new Doobie Brothers, folks. The new Doobie Brothers, if you think classic rock from the 70s is only for old folks. Well, that's what a fool believes. Because Warner Media Studios and Networks Group is proud to present the new Doobie Brothers. Enjoy all your favorite Doobie Brothers classics re-recorded by fresh and talented singers Aaron Dolby, Dylan McDonald, Dennis Deacon Brown, and female saxophonist Cat V. Oh, 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 listen to the music on any streaming platform and find all their hits in full Dolby Atmos sound. Mixed and optimized for Apple's patented spatial audio format by pop legend Dr. Luke. So if you'd like to hear some funky Dixieland, Pretty Mama, come and download this new band's crystal clear version of Black Water. And hey, Jesus is just all right with MP3s. Dr. Luke and the new Doobs have increased the BPMs on these classics, so you'll get more doobies in less time. So dump those old vinyl records at the Goodwill and download the new Doobie Brothers now! I guess they've already replaced some of the new Doobie Brothers with Ronnie, Klaus, and Graham. So there you go, there's the new Doobie Brothers. Excited to listen to their music this summer.
Brett, you're our city of the day.
Awesome. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh my gosh, I'm nervous. Well, we're in Louisville, Kentucky.
Louisville, Kentucky.
That scared the emojis out of me.
That's right.
Alec.
Who's on the line? Alec?
I'm not seeing our Zoomers, by the way, Alec. I don't know why. Why you should
Are
do
there
this
a bunch
to me.
Of people?
Oh, I see him.
Tim, up here. I want you to judge my. I have some records on the wall. You might be familiar with.
All right.
If you can see.
This is a game for me. I see Nashville skyline. I see the Neil Young's first record, or not first record, his second record.
Second.
Thank you. Everything else is a little too hard for me to.
I can shout them out for you.
You got Harvest up there.
No, that is Stills and Young Band, their one album.
Okay.
We got Time Fades Away by Neil Young.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one. Umma Gumma by Pink Floyd. Umaguma. That one's awful.
Umma Gumma. We love my Umma Gumma.
We got Graham Nash. Yeah. I don't remember what that one's called. It's just up there.
Songs for Beginners?
Is that the first
solo?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Great record.
Willie Nelson, Stardust.
All right.
And we got Silver Juice, Starlight Walker, first album.
All right.
I thought that last one was going to be a Tim Heidecker record.
It looks like Yellow River Boys.
That's what I thought it was.
Actually, I want you to digitally sign my copy of Fear of Death, if you can.
All right. How does this work?
Can I hold it still?
Wow.
There you go.
Excellent work.
All right. Any questions for Beth?
Yeah.
I don't know you, but it's nice to meet you.
There you go. See, we're opening up you to a new audience.
That's not true. Now he does know you. Yeah.
Yeah, you can watch my special.
Do you have like an comedy album or something I can listen to?
Oh, no. She just said she's got a special on just Max.
Now it's not Max. But yeah. My special is on HBO Max called Girl Daddy. And if you don't have Max, Netflix, The Stand Up, Season 1, Episode 5.
Notes taken. Yeah. Awesome.
Nice to meet you. My family lives in Louisville.
Beth, if you were going to put records on your wall, what would you, what top?
Horns. I guess Horn stuff.
Yeah.
Horns? Which horn? Hornsby?
Hornsby.
Am I playing Louisville this summer?
I am.
Yes.
Where's that at?
Naya. I think there's two. I haven't bought tickets yet because I'll be there.
You're going to get it. He's going to say that.
All right, timheidecker.com/live.
He already has the autograph.
Sell those records on your wall. You're not listening
I'll
to
be
them.
There in September if you want to meet then and talk horns.
I Who's might go look horn for player? Horn records.
Jelly Roll Martin.
It's the end of the line for you.
I want to tell you folks, this does not need any promoting, but my wife, who, you know, we needed some laughs because, as you saw, we lost our dear little Molly, our dog.
I'm sorry.
We put her down yesterday. Put her down like a dog. What?
He brought you a little
balloon. We'll miss you, Molly.
Does it say Molly on it?
What'd she look
we'll miss
like?
You.
Okay.
She was a black dog. She had big belly.
What?
Didn't she? I don't
Are
know.
You high today?
What is going
What's
on
the
over
difference?
There?
This is what the text. My dog Molly's 15 years old.
Okay.
Passed several. I mean, I'd say the past year, but more dramatically the past few months. declining in health badly.
Mm-hmm.
Kidneys, mostly kidneys. She was deaf. She was, and then the past week or so. It dramatically declined where she's barely getting around. She's kind of stumbling and going into corners and you know, it was just time. Yeah. As anyone that's had to deal with an old dog, you know, it's just time. So it was a tough day, but it was a, you know, I hate to use the word relief, but it was, we knew it was coming. It was glad to, that was the garbage truck.
Okay.
Tim, we got you a fresh puppy today to replace.
Let me just finish my thought here, because this morning, Doug, I get a text from Vic.
Oh, great.
Now, we put the dog down yesterday. Mm-hmm. Humanely.
Right. With the doctor's orders.
Who's the judge? She's the judge if it was humane.
It is weird.
Tim, you used a bat?
Dog, it isn't caninely, right?
Did you use a bat?
Humanely.
No, I didn't use a bat.
It was a doctor.
Took it to the vet. Oh, they do this stuff.
Cut its paws off.
I wish they'd do it to some people in my life, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm. Don't look in that mirror.
Muzzle on.
This is what Vic texted me this morning. Now, I'm going to read this verbatim.
Okay.
And emphasize the punctuation situation. Tom, how is the fam after the demise of Molly? No question mark. Tom, how,
I didn't know it said
Tom, how is the fam after the demise of Molly?
That's worse.
I said, is this my mom texting? How is my mom texting the group thread?
From Vic's phone.
From Vic's phone. Somehow my mom's got it.
Don't pull that up. It has the phone numbers.
Damn it.
Just
oh, my hell. Oops. Oh, my heavens.
You know what I was trying to...
I know. It was just like...
It's like...
It was about demise.
I was in the middle. I know. I was in the middle.
It's so like very verbose.
What were you
taking a shit?
I was walking my dog and trying to get the kids to school and everything.
And trying to make him jealous that you had a dog.
Yeah. Exactly. Rosie, come on over here.
You're going to see me in an hour. We can talk about it then.
I know, but I was trying to gear up the idea, plant the seed to do a... How old was she?
15.
I wanted to do a 15 wolf salute. Just like a...
Go ahead.
Can you do that?
Woof.
All right.
Are we each doing one?
What if we just each do a woof?
All right, ready?
Vic's just looking for any excuse to play a sound effect.
Woof. Woof. Three.
Woof.
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 Four.
Woof.
Five, six.
Woof.
Woof.
Matt.
Woof.
Woof. Woof.
Woof. 10, 11.
Woof, woof, woof.
12, 13, 14,
woof.
15,
woof.
16. There it is.
Nice.
There we go.
One for extra luck.
16 mark salute.
All right. Now,
that was fun.
My point was we were looking for laughter in our life after such a, you know, stressful period. We find the new season of Tim Robinson Show
so funny.
So funny. It made me sad. It was so funny. It was. First of all, it's sad because, and I wrote Tim this. I said, why is this the only funny show on TV? No offense to Rick and Morty. Why is it the only fucking funny show on TV?
I don't know.
Why is it the only thing that I was crying laughing.
Feels
crying
good.
Laughing. Of course, my sketch was terrific.
Yep.
But, and it's all the writing. You know, I go in there, I don't know what to do. I just say I do what they say. I think it's funny that Tim, I go, this guy, he's a sweet guy.
Mm-hmm.
We know him to be this way.
Yeah.
But he's right on the edge of it. He's totally unhinged. He's doing it's right on the line of being like awful. You know what I mean?
An encouraging.
Like, but it's amazing. Because it's like really big. And he's like, bah, 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 like he's doing this, like, bah, bah, bah. Like there's a fear, right?
Yeah.
There's a fear of it being like, this is too much. Like, tone it down.
Does it come out differently in the editing then? Or does it not translate, you know what I mean? Mm.
The point is it's not too much.
Right.
But it gets close to the edge where you're like scared that.
It's scared.
That's what I love about it.
One
it's
wrong
so
move
crazy.
Is too far.
It's wonderful. And last night, we watched the first few the night before, and then last night, the sketch about this this robot that climbs up this metal wall, this game show.
Oh.
And there's this cartoon that goes along with it. I mean, I couldn't breathe. I was crying. The only time I've laughed that hard is at my own work. Check it out. Awesome show. On cinema. These are the only things that get close. That was that Ricky Gervais laughing. Who's your favorite stand? Who's a comedian? Here's a good question for Beth.
Ooh, okay.
Oh, God. That's amazing. That's amazing.
I don't find myself laughing a lot at stand-up comedy.
Right.
What comedian genuinely like makes you laugh, where like it's your body, you feel it in your body.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
No, I'm trying to think of the last time I was like really laughing. I'll have two answers. One, I went to go see Maria Bamford.
Oh, yes.
She'll always get me to mm-hmm. laugh. I really enjoyed that show. That was
where was she
last
at?
Year. She was in Pasadena.
Okay.
I forget the
name. Trying stuff out.
She was like, yeah, you could tell she was like working towards a new hour, which I think she just taped. I did go see some improv at Elysian that made me laugh.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it was Alana Johnston, Mae Martin, and Stephanie Allen.
And that was good.
I had a fun night.
I met Mae Martin laughing. At a show, and she's lovely, but I don't really know. She seems like she's doing shows every night of the week, and she's at the Largo, and then she's at the Dynasty Typewriter. She's everywhere.
Yeah, and Alana's been around forever. They knew each other in Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
So started doing improv together. Atlanta's a powerhouse.
Really? Oh, we'll have to look for these people out there.
But you're right. There's a lot of shows they're doing. And I think it's because there's a strike going on. And
right.
Get that cash flow elsewhere.
You know made me laugh? Huh? Hard that I cried?
Shemp Howard?
Well, I mean, besides, that's a given. But Tig Notaro, both times I saw her in Pennsylvania and I saw her out here. And I don't know, it was something about it, the pacing that she did, that... It got to a point I was just like in tears. I don't know. It was just masterful in my opinion. It was very, very funny.
Yeah, Tig's great.
Yeah, yeah.
No question about it.
I watched Sarah Silverman's new special with Sarah on the premiere on Saturday.
Was it good?
I was laughing so hard. Yeah, great. I loved it. So that she has a great new special on Max.
On Max.
Someone you love.
I am woman, hear me roar.
It's
is that
a great
it?
New special.
Chris Rock.
I got maybe 5 minutes in.
I know.
That I had rough. To, I got, I rarely perform at the Comedy Store, but one night I was supposed to go up in the OR and Kevin Hart and Chris.
In the OR, like, is that where they take livers out?
Mm-hmm.
The original. The
aggressive humor.
We're not on the Joe Rogan podcast here, okay? Our audience isn't hip to these.
You know, I mean, I don't
love being at the Comedy Store, but I right. was
no,
there.
I don't. I'm apparently not allowed in there.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Your money's no good there.
But I was waiting to go up, and then Kevin and Chris Rock bumped me, and then they said... Kevin Hart and Chris Rock bumped me, and then they said, do you want to still go up? And I said, yeah. And then Chris Rock brought me up as...
Beth Smelling.
No. Forget who he said I was going to be.
Somebody else.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Name another big comic. It wasn't Will
Smith.
Like
a female comic?
No.
Oh.
He was like, come to the stage.
Nick DePaulo.
Eddie Murphy. He said Eddie Murphy.
Shut up.
And then he said, no, I'm just kidding. Wouldn't that be great? Welcome to the stage.
Oh, fuck that. That's mean.
Yeah.
That's intentionally mean.
Potentially, yeah.
Was it funny, though? Did he get laughs?
I think they were just disappointed it was me.
Yeah.
But he did talk a lot about juicy pussy. I don't know if that made it into the hour.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Unless it was in reference to Meghan Markle, which he was going on and on about.
Oh, really?
Like, who fucking cares, man?
A lot? I didn't, I didn't get far into it.
Matt, let's take another Zoomer. I'm going to see if anyone can redeem the Zoom room today.
So. Bovice? Am I saying that right? Bovice?
Hey, everyone.
Hey, how's it going?
Unbearable.
Question, what's the long-term plan for the show?
What are you, my mom?
This show, this particular episode, or the show in general?
Office hours. I've had my heart broken by some podcasts I absolutely love that have, just stopped, and hoping you guys will never break up, but wanted to hear it from you.
Well, it was me here now. We're never gonna
stop. No, I don't think we don't have any plans to wind down. I think we've got...
I won't let them.
Seems like you're only rambling.
It's all I've got. It's all me and Vic have got.
I just have nothing else going
on. It's all I... What do you think else I have got going on?
DJ cool parties.
Nobody wants to...
I would see a world in which I'm no longer a part of the show, for sure.
Yes,
exactly. Because I seem to be, according to some of the other comments I've seen, I'm the least popular part of the show.
I disagree.
Well, I appreciate that, but...
Integral. You're
right. No, I just think that people don't really appreciate what I do for the show.
Integral.
Yeah, we'll keep hobbling along, I suppose, until something better happens.
Until the money runs out.
Till the Cash Runs Out, a song from my 2016 album In Glendale. When the cash runs out.
Well, we got that TV deal because the writers are on strike and the show doesn't need writers. So right. We got a big deal over
at Believe NBC. Me, this show needs writers. I think that's self-evident.
Whoa.
I can't believe you said the word horn on this show.
Because now it's all the worst thing to say.
Well, what podcast are you talking about where these people wind things down?
What?
He's muted.
You really want me to say?
Yeah.
Yeah, which one do you miss the most?
I know what it is. Can I guess?
Oh, I know. Go ahead.
Guess.
Come Town.
Okay, yeah. Duh. Also, Bonfire got new hosts.
What do you mean?
I'm almost ashamed to say it. The Bonfire? Yeah, they changed out one of the guys.
It's not Big J and Soder?
Soder's gone. It's another guy now. Soder's it's a totally, best. Totally different.
Who's this now?
Dan Soder is so funny.
Oh, I don't know him.
We were on the season of the stand-ups that we were talking about earlier on Netflix.
Dan Soder.
He also has a special on HBO called
Big J Oakerson. Is that who we're talking about?
That's the other.
We're chilling.
This guy's been around forever. I remember. Yeah. I remember. What's his deal? He does crowd work.
Yeah. He.
What's up with these Cumtown guys? Are they friends or enemies of mine?
I don't know those guys.
No. Nick Mullen, Adam Friedland.
Don't know him.
Now they're gonna talk about you.
Here we go. I'm gonna do Red Bar now. Who are these guys? You know that guy?
He's the best.
I started in Chicago.
You know him that good.
But I feel like I've definitely maybe crossed paths with the Cumtown guys at a festival, but I don't know them personally.
They're edgy. they're young and edgy and hip and.
They still young?
They might not be young anymore. I don't know. Very cool guys. Everything's a big joke to them, huh? Not me. I have real pain. I have real a lot of depth.
You're vulnerable.
Vulnerable. I'm layered.
You understand intimacy.
I have death in my life with dogs.
Definitely, you've had trauma.
Yeah.
Drama.
I'm politically aware.
Mm-hmm.
And empathetic towards the marginalized communities such as the LGBTQ plus community.
Mm-hmm.
Are you familiar with attachment styles? Is that what you're talking about?
Who's
the
this
trauma
now?
And stuff? No.
I actually just started that book.
Oh, okay. Attachment or something. It's just all right, that's cuz I heard you using some of the terminology
maybe,
there.
Maybe like there's like a what's this? A magnet? A horseshoe magnet on the cover of it?
Okay. That's it. It's about attachment styles where
I'm rolling my eyes as I'm reading it, but yeah.
Oh, really?
Staples, glue, tape?
No.
It's because I'm annoyed because I've heard it so many times from other people.
Oh. This is like self-help stuff, psychology.
It's basically about
Malcolm Gladwell.
It's a book about people who are codependent.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
and their attachment styles and what happened to you as a kid.
Sounds boring.
Why you choose the people you choose.
No, it is. It is. Your relationship with your parents directly informs your relationship with others, everyone.
And this book focuses particularly on romantic.
Right, partners. Your romantic partners, who you choose, because you're basically looking for the life that you had and the environment you had as a kid.
So if you, like...
Are you sexually attracted to me?
Tim probably had a secure upbringing.
Mommy.
I'm not gonna answer.
What?
You probably had a secure upbringing, and therefore you have secure attachments.
Mommy.
Everyone should look this up for real. It's helpful.
Like, but if your mom left you on the kitchen floor for hours at a time and you're never going to eat again, you might have like an attachment anxiety.
Right. My mom is here. I want mommy.
I want milk. I want.
That's cool.
By the way.
Yeah, insecure attachment.
Insecure.
The goal
and
is
insecure avoidant.
Yeah.
Very hard to change.
I know. But you know what? I gotta say I've been working on it.
One in four people can change it over 4 years.
Mm-hmm. I don't believe anybody
That's
can change.
I've been doing it.
I agree.
I don't think there's any. I don't think there's any way
so
to change.
Vic, you're changing?
We are who we are.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm becoming more secure.
No.
What were you anxious?
Yeah, anxious, preoccupied. If you could imagine that.
I'm like Popeye. I am what I am.
Mom, I want a vape.
We all can grow and we all can learn.
Wrong. We can learn. We just can't change. All right.
I'm scared.
I think Ellie might be here. Is Ellie here, guys?
But I'm just fascinated by the anxious,
mm-hmm.
and then the avoidant. They always attract each other.
Yeah.
So the anxious is always looking for more comfort and right. you know.
Just but, read the book. Get the book. No, if you're but, so interested, if you're at home, you're interested, get the book.
Are you the anxious or the avoidant?
I'm the anxious. So I was looking for more, and then the avoidant right. is like, get away from me. And then you just keep going back and forth. And you have to figure out a way to break that. You know
Let me ask you this.
It's crazy.
Yeah, pick people who what
about this Al Pacino?
What about him? What was that video of him dancing around?
I'm not
masturbating.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about Al Pacino's going to have a baby.
Oh.
Great ass.
He's not going to have a baby.
He's going to be 100 when he graduates high school.
I wonder how fast his sperm is. Like, pretty slow, or did they dock?
And then you got De Niro having a baby, too.
What?
They both. De Niro just had a baby.
Oh, yeah.
And they're both in their 80s. Like, De Niro's got to be 80. But...
80 for baby. That's their new movie they're
making. 80 for baby?
It was a baby!
Here's what Pacino's going to say when his baby's born.
Say hello to my little friend!
Okay. Is he?
Why not? If he was...
Do you think Al Pacino's jealous of this Sebastian Maniscalco movie that that De Niro roped himself into? Now, what about him? Do you like him?
Maniscalco?
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm as familiar with his work to comment.
You know what? I watched one of his specials and I was laughing a lot.
I've seen him at the store again once other time and he does kill.
I do think he's good at what he does.
Yeah, he's very...
I think he has this like... What's really funny is...
Performative.
Oh, there we go. There's old news.
What?
Al Pacino. We're trying to catch up today.
He demanded a DNA test.
Oh, really?
Oh, no. Oh, there she is! Eliana Faith! Come on in and change the vibe. My friend. Ellie's here.
Vibe shift
is huge. We might not get to your stuff today, by the way.
That's right. We'll just hang out.
Would you prefer
she
that?
She raced over.
Oh, you do?
Okay. Oh, wow.
I don't think your mic is she mic'd up yet.
She's not mic'd up yet. Give her a second. Your children
are. I know. These are like, I'm scared these are going to like really be stuck in there.
No, you're fine. You're a fan of Beth Stelling.
Okay. I can hear me. Well, you did that. I'm sorry. This is probably you're like, yeah, that thing everyone knows about. But you did the thing about the contract, the dumb guy comedian.
Oh, yes.
That was like a gift to us all.
Something viral?
Anytime.
It was great.
I'm glad you liked it.
It was great.
Look at this. We're bringing people together.
I just did everybody's special in, what was that, 2019? All the dudes were like, me too. What am I going to do now? I'm going to have paperwork to fuck. And so I just did a whole, I retaliated in about a 10-minute chunk that's available on my
Instagram. It's so good. It's great.
Okay.
It's great. Thank you.
I'm busy. This is what I'm busy watching. Can we just go through this quick before we...
Yeah.
The problem is I don't get to some of these things.
I want you to get to
these popular things because I end up getting sucked into the worst of the worst.
Okay.
And like I said, Sebastian Maniscalco, what is it?
Maniscalco.
Yeah. I agree. I think he's very good at what he does on stage. It's like a big character.
Yeah.
Back. The thing with the guy with the
right? And it's big.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a performance. And I want that.
He's
I don't
a
want some mopey dude up on stage talking about his fucking life. Come and big do a show.
I know, yeah.
But the poor guy.
No, I want
says,
that mopey Stevie Wright
vibe. I'm going to make a fucking movie now.
Yeah.
Maybe you should have let that gestate a bit because. He somehow ropes in Robert De Niro for this. Mm. Poor Robert De Niro, senile Robert De Niro. Shrinking De Niro is a new documentary I'm making. It's detailing the shrinking of Robert De Niro, both literally and sort of our perception of him.
I did see a post of his profile in youth and his profile now.
It's he's fading away?
Mm. It's just more like a little... Dachshund.
Is he wilting?
Sloopy dog.
So then, so I get dragged into this Entertainment Weekly, whatever. Hello. What's it called, Matt? It's a round table discussion about this movie that they put out. And it's just fascinating.
What
Watch
are you,
this.
Nuts? Can I ask you something?
This poor Robert De Niro gets roped into doing this press. Watch this. Do you have it?
Yeah, this we have the trailer first, just to give a quick context.
Back in your suit!
Oh.
This is the first summer since we have to say goodbye to your dear mother, and you're going to leave me to burn this bottle.
I don't care if this is a good movie or bad. You know,
why don't we just bring him?
No, I don't think so.
I'm not here to like shit on this movie because making a movie's hard. Maybe it's going to be, maybe it doesn't work out. Whatever. But this promotional shit that they have to do.
Maybe it's funny.
Maybe it's funny. I'll probably get a few
laughs. Let's all go watch it.
Are we going to watch it right now?
Yeah. I have a rip of it. Yeah.
I'd like to see.
From the hilarious mind of Sebastian Maniscalco. So Entertainment Weekly says, here's the promotion we're going to do. You're going to sit around this table filled with donuts and pastries and talk about it with the cast.
Hey, this is Sebastian Maniscalco. This is Entertainment Weekly's Around the Table with the cast of About My Father.
Don't be so enthusiastic. Yeah. No, the energy down a little, because you're going to jump out of your clothes. Okay, go ahead. I mean, you don't have to sell it, but you know what I mean.
Leave him alone. He's doing great.
I'm going to do the comedy.
Ooh, wait. All right, pause. Did you catch that? Did you catch that energy, Beth?
Wow.
I'm going to do the comedy.
It's De Niro.
But, you know, that guy got big laughs. That Succession guy got big laughs.
Yeah. I like that guy. So look at.
But it was weird to see him not in Succession.
I know. Well, you know he's Sledgehammer. Do you remember the show Sledgehammer?
Mm-mm.
No. All right, Matt. What else is this? There's not much to this. It's just how small. Is it me?
De Niro.
Oh, he looks so little.
There's a lot of dynamics.
Can we just punch into just to watch De Niro? It's really funny. I did that before.
That's what you should do.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah.
I do a lot of stand-up about my father, but this was a little passion project. Austin Earl and I decided to write.
And you know what he does there? Right, this is a technique. Because what happens is, unfortunately, this movie didn't get very good reviews.
Okay. Mm.
Huh? So what Sebastian's already doing is kind of throwing it under the table.
Mm.
This table filled with donuts. He's saying...
That nobody's eating.
Hey, you know what? It's just a little fucking thing I did.
What do you think?
I don't even know if you should watch it. Whatever. What? Fuck it. Who gives a shit?
What are you doing?
A lot of stand-up about my father, but this was a little passion project, Austin Earl and I.
Forget it. You know what? If people like it, they don't. Who gives a shit?
Some stories, a little project about with my De Niro, family man. I wanted to tell in more of a movie format.
I mean,
than
a poor guy's
stage,
uncomfortable
so.
Doing this kind of promotion. You know what I mean? He's uncomfortable doing
it. Have a nice day.
Kills of the Flower Moon in Oklahoma, so I asked if Salvo could come down for
his father
a day or two and meet, and he did. And I went over the script with him, certain scenes, if we do this, do that.
So this goes on and on and on.
And I banged my girlfriend with no condom, and then...
And now I'm suing her.
And then
I'm suing her.
Meet Marty Scorsese.
So the car comes and gets me, and then we go down, we get in my trailer. I do makeup, hair, do this. We get the set. We do blocking. And what else? Do the take. We do a couple other takes. I go back great. To my trailer. Then we do lunch.
Then tell me the truth.
Then we go back. We do blocking. We do another scene. We do coverage. Bing, bang, boom.
What did I
That's
get?
The end.
You
then go back
me.
To my hotel.
Come, no matter what I said, but what
Next
did
day,
I
get picked up. Go back. Makeup.
I mean, that's what they're talking about.
The set to meet Marty Scorsese and
Marty.
Those guys. Marty
so then he goes. Then this conversation it dries up.
Marty Scorsese
directed it.
His movie
Goodfellas on my wall.
I remember, skip to the next part because this conversation dries up like the Colorado River.
He's staring at the donuts.
Which, by the way, look like donut plant. Are we in New York?
That's
It's the best. Alabama had to
offer. It's the Last Supper.
There's moments of the film that
Last
are,
Supper
you know,
sponsored by Krispy Kreme.
You know, was a staple.
So then they start talking about cologne. And now nobody on this table really knows about cologne or wants to talk about cologne. They don't like cologne. Listen to this conversation. Imagine being in the middle of this.
An Acqua di Gio was a staple. A Dracar.
Dracar.
Izzy Miyake came out with a beautiful son. Paul Langerfeld. I had cologne like people collect wine.
I don't own cologne.
This is straight
All right, well then shut the fuck up.
Pheromone and cedarwood deodorant.
Oh, and cedarwood.
Cedarwood deodorant.
Nothing toxic.
No, nothing. It's organic.
Sometimes I do a little aftershave.
What's the difference? What's the difference?
Well, aftershave, for me, I'm like, I don't want razor bumps or whatever, but like it's scented because they got to make it something.
What?
I don't do cologne really.
This took it to a new level.
I hate them all. Scents, like you go into like a hotel or something, and all of a sudden there's a scent, right?
Department store where you walk in here, raging
bump. That's it.
They're like coming at you. Yeah. Try this.
How much more of this do I got to do?
Like my skin doesn't like it or something.
Apparently, I'm the only one.
Go see the movie. How much fucking more is my doing now?
I'm baffled.
I know.
And nobody ate a single donut.
Yeah.
They should have been forced to eat them while they're talking.
Exactly.
Yeah. Tim, let's do a big dinner like this about this podcast, talking about the podcast.
I wish we had donuts.
Talking about watching this.
Trying to.
Oh my God.
Fill the
anyway.
Time.
All right, Eliana, welcome to the show.
Thank
welcome,
you. Eliana.
Wow.
Eliana is, of course, the bass player in the very good band. She's also a musician in her own right.
Wow.
Project out the wazoo.
Last week, bass. You called me a scholar. My parents asked you not to do that because I'm not.
So as we're on the road and we tour a lot, we're just in the UK and Europe, we started talking about... Eliana comes from a family of musicians,
mm-hmm.
like serious musicians. Classical, jazz.
That's it.
Polka. And you have a deep understanding of classical music, or it's a misnomer to even call it classical music, isn't it?
No.
No? Okay.
Well, no, but
there's a literal definition of classical music.
There's a classical era. I like calling it classical music, but if I'm going to pretend to be a scholar,
yeah,
European art music, Western art music.
There you
know?
Go. The good stuff. and so I said, well, I don't know. I know I have certain appreciation for a lot of it,
there
but
he
I want to know
that's
more.
The guy.
That's Bach.
Go.
Nice.
All right. See?
That's Bach?
That's Bach. Oh, yeah. I mean, supposedly. I don't, you know?
The wig's throwing me off. It doesn't look
you,
right
you,
on him.
You would recognize him without the wig?
Yeah. I've only seen him without the
look
wig.
Look at him. He's holding his music. It looks like he's holding a Kindle. So we're going to take a break, and when we come back, Eliana's going to give us a little education in this type of music and answer some of our questions and your questions. And Beth, you're going to stick around to be educated as well.
Okay.
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 Of course,
okay.
I'm not forcing anything. If you want to leave, you can
I
leave.
I want to learn.
You've done your time.
I want a donut, to be honest.
We should have gotten donuts, Matt.
Would be nice.
Oh, you know what I got?
What?
To celebrate or to feel better about Molly's passing. I got you this, too.
Aww.
I forgot to bring it.
Why don't we
you know what
pass
I,
it through the mirror?
You know what? I actually brought you some stuff to feel better about Molly, too.
Yeah, but they're not donuts.
They're not close.
This is, talk about dog treats.
Oh
these
God.
Are mine. What, you did?
Yeah, these are for you. These are some.
Well, I don't like this kind of candy, but I appreciate it. My kids love it.
What's wrong with you?
It's for the boys.
My kids love this. This is sick.
Sour
Patch
your dog
kids.
Diet. Here's go get some diabetes.
Why is this sour? Wait a minute.
Those are for the new dog.
I think we got that's a new right. boycott coming our way. Why are they targeting kids with these Sour Patch
kids?
Oh, Sour Patch kids.
Wait, what color are those Sour Patch? Are they the rainbow colors?
One of them's extreme.
Are they grooming kids?
They live in the Sour Patch.
I want to talk about that, by the way.
Okay.
I'm grooming.
Okay, groomer.
Kids now.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
For what?
I'm just cleaning up their. I'm combing and cleaning their hair.
Looking for lice and stuff.
Yeah. Checking for lice.
No, I got into it because I said
the guy that gets free lice exams.
I said these idiots that are boycotting Target. I mean, these are those worst people in the world, right? You know these people boycotting Target?
Oh no, why?
Because they got pride shit up in their stores.
Oh.
And I got into it. Now I'm a groomer. Apparently, It's like. I'll talk about it after the break.
Okay.
And Eliana knows that I've got a great relationship with my kids.
I never sucked any ding-dongs. I like women, not men. There's no video of President Trump sucking a ding-dong. I like to clown around.
I have respect for your fellow drops.
And I like to have fun.
Oh, sorry.
I'm ding-dong, baby.
All right. That's more from Alex Jones, more from Eliana, Beth, and your calls after the break.
We'll be right back.
Bach.
Wow. Vampire.
You know. Hi, this is Bill Maher, speaking to you from the undisclosed location I like to call Club Random. I'm here to tell you about a few things. First off, Office Hours has now moved to its own dedicated YouTube channel. go subscribe now at youtube.com/officehourslive. Secondly, did you know you can get another full hour of this show and so much more with Office Hours Plus? Head on over to patreon.com/officehourslive to check that shit out. And remember, it's not pot, it's a clove cigarette.